BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 9 overview. Apostle Paul is continuing his thoughts from the previous chapter. There he wrote that although we are free to eat meat offered to idols because they are not alive and not gods, we shouldn't do it if it will cause a fellow believer who has a weak conscience to sin. Continuing the thought of freedom and rights in Christ, Apostle Paul reflects on his own life actions. Most of the apostles and pastors had a wife that they brought with them as they traveled from congregation to congregation in the first century and on. People who serve the church don't need to be single. Most apostles and pastors receive some of the offering and support themselves, their wives, and their families. People who serve the church don't need to have an income outside the congregation to support themselves. I do. In this ministry I have, but I support myself. Apostle Paul did not exercise these two rights because he knew if he remained single and if he earned his own income, it would be better for the congregations and the spread of the gospel. He was telling them these things as an example to them and to me. It is better to give than receive. Paul also stated that self-sacrifice did not go without rewards. Verse 17 and verses 24 through 27. Jesus will pass out rewards when he comes again. He expects a return on his investment. And we'll see more of this in chapter 15. Have I sacrificed for those I love? Have I refused my rights and freedom for the sake of others? Every day I have choices.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.